Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan from the Black Bear Studio. Black Bear handcrafted meats and cheeses only at ShopRite.
Bad snap again. Corrals it, and he's picked off. On the return, it's Baker, and Baker scores. That all started with the snap. It was an issue all game. Jets don't make a change at center. Darnold off balance, throws the interception, and Baker with a pick six.
Breeze drops back, throws down the slot. Mike Thomas in stride. He's to the 30. He's to the 20. To the 10. Touchdown. Mike Thomas, 72 yards. And the Saints strike a hole in the hearts of the Rams in the fourth.
Brady drops back, throws it down the left side. Wide open. Gordon makes the catch. Slips a hit. Goodbye. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, start the buses. Sunday night.
Newton, play action, look out. Newton nearly sacked in the end zone, throws it, intercepted, over the middle, caught at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown. Vince Williams, 17-yard return. And what a turn of events in Pittsburgh.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
And there you got the sublime and the ridiculous. You got the great Iron Eagle and the ridiculous Scott Zolak. So there you go.
Gave you
a little bit of both there. Anyway, today's NFL picks are brought to you by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. The Book at Harrah's Resort in Bally's Wild Wild West Atlantic City. Wager now. By Wallauer Paint and Design, Benjamin Moore's largest paint dealer in Westchester, Putnam, and Rockland Counties. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER. We move to amazingly week 10. It's week 10. Nothing. There is no sport league that moves faster than this season does. There is no season that goes by like the NFL season. It's unbelievable. We're in week 10. I had another brutal week. I had a great 3-0 week in week 8, and I gave it right back with an 0-3 last week. So, well, we got to do better than that this week, we hope. But, Ev, take it away.
Well, I hate to say this because you're 0-3. I was very upset because I was this close to going 3-0. I won with the Saints getting a point. That turned out to be fairly easy.
Yep.
I won with the Steelers getting 2.5 points. That turned out to be fairly easy. I had the Broncos laying a point, and it simply came down to Brandon McManus in a 51-yard field goal.
Yep.
He hits the field goal. I'm 3-0. I also happen to have him in fantasy. I own Brandon McManus in fantasy. That would have helped. Wouldn't have made a difference. So instead of 3-0, I went 2-1, but I'm having a good year, so I can't complain. Overall, 17 up, 10 down. Game number one. I'm going to start off by actually taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team I have bet against about 4 or 5 times this season. They're laying 3 points at home against the Redskins, and maybe that alarms you at first. You say, oh, my God, the Buccaneers, they're 3-5. The Redskins are in first place. Why are they laying 3 points? Look, the Redskins have been ravaged by these injuries to the offensive line. And what concerns me more than protecting the quarterback is the run game. I mean, if you try to find any parallel between the Washington Redskins' 5 victories and their losses, is what they get out of the run game in those victories. And we're not just talking about rushing for a buck 10. We're talking about 180, 190. Adrian Peterson has had a renaissance kind of year. And as good of a year as he's had, I am deeply concerned they're going to be able to run the football, even against an awful Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense. Now, there are a lot of bad offensive lines in this game. The Redskins had a good one. They don't have one now, not with the injuries they're dealing with. Trent Williams is out for a month. At least they should be able to get him back. And here's the thing about the Bucs all year long. They score a lot of points. They have been a really good offense this year, whether it's Adam Humphries, who's coming off a big game, DeSean Jackson can still beat you deep, and let's not save the best for last, or maybe I am saving the best for last. Of course, Mike Evans, one of the best receivers on the planet. And Fitzpatrick's played well. I think they're going to score points. They're going to beat them outright, and they're going to cover the number. Give me the Buccaneers in game number one, laying 3 at home against the Redskins. Game number two, I'm going out on a little bit of a limb here. That's the Bengals. The Bengals are actually getting 5.5 at home against the Saints. Number one, is this not tailor-made for a Saints letdown? It kind of is.
Yeah.
When you think about the win they had last week.
And they played the Eagles next week, I think.
And what is that? That is the definition of, all right, we get to face the team that won the Super Bowl last year after we just beat the team that everyone anointed as the best team in football. And instead, in the middle, you go to Cincinnati to take on a Bengal team that, while they're 5-3, they are missing A.J. Green, which is a big blow, but I think they'll be okay. Boyd will step in and play well. And I think the Bengals need this victory. I mean, to make the postseason, to keep up with Pittsburgh, I love them to bounce back and get this victory. The Saints are tailor-made. This is the perfect scenario for a little bit of a letdown performance, and I'm getting 5.5 at home. Give me the Bengals in game number two, plus 5.5 at home against the Saints. Game number three. You made a comment earlier that, as of right now, I don't think there's anything wrong with. Maybe the Titans have the best defense in the NFL. The numbers say they do. Here's the problem. Thomas Brady is walking into that building. And so far, the Titans have not played elite offenses like that. And the Patriots are starting to get cooking. Josh Gordon is starting to fit in this offense. The number is 6.5. That does not scare me. The number was actually 7.5 a couple of days ago. Going under that 7 number makes me want to jump on that number even more. I think we're going to learn a lot about the Tennessee Titan defense this week. And I think the lesson we're going to get is that it's not as good as maybe the stats say it is. The Patriots are off and running. We know where they're headed. Probably a 13-win season. Who knows? They may not lose again. Give me the Patriots in game number three, laying 6.5 in Tennessee against the Titans. Game number one, the Buccaneers are laying 3 at home against the Redskins. The Bengals are getting 5.5 at home against the Saints. And finally, the Patriots laying 6.5 in Tennessee. Joe, take it away.
All right, bro. I'm having a miserable year. Like I said, week 8, I go 3-0. And then last week, I give it all back. I go 0-3. I lost getting 10 with the Bills against the Bears. What a joke that was. It was only 41-9 Bears. I lost that brutal one with the Seahawks, which also knocked me out of the knockout pool. They were actually laying a point against the Chargers at home, and that didn't happen. And then, of course, the Jets getting 3 in Miami. Enough said. So 0-3 last week, 11-16 on the year. We'll try to bounce back this week. I'm taking 3 road teams, 2 favorites, 1 underdog. I'm starting with the Falcons laying 6.5 in Cleveland against the Browns. The Falcons are starting to cook now. They went into Washington last week and they beat up the Redskins all over the place. You know, Ryan, Julio Jones finally got in the end zone. You know, they're starting to get some people back on defense. You know, they've won 3 games in a row. I think Atlanta's really starting to find themselves. And I don't know where Cleveland is. I mean, who knows, you know, what the Browns are at this point in time. To me right now, the Browns, even though they're better than they were, and they do have some talent on that team, there's no doubt about it, but they're kind of just marking time until they bring in whoever's going to be the next coach of that team to go forward with Baker Mayfield. And I don't count the Falcons out yet as far as, you know, getting into a playoff situation in what is obviously a very tough division. They still got to play Carolina, I think, twice yet. They still got to play the Saints another time, and they're starting to find it. So give me the Falcons laying 6.5 in Cleveland against the Browns. That's game one. Game two, I like the Chargers laying 10 against the Raiders in Oakland. I mean, the Chargers are another team right now that's really red hot. I mean, what have they won? 5 in a row, I think it is, something like that. They beat Seattle last week. As I said, they took me out of the pool. Phillip Rivers is playing at an MVP level right now that nobody's talking about. And really, at 6-2, the Chargers are flying under the radar probably more than any team in the league right now. Nobody's talking about them. You know what Melvin Gordon can do. You know what Keenan Allen could do. Their defense is playing well. And right now, to me, let's be real. The Raiders are the worst team in football. You're talking about a team that's marking the time till next year. That's what John Gruden's doing. You know, that's it. And the Raiders looked disinterested. You heard Carl say it last week against the 49ers. The Chargers, I think, are going to just blow their doors off this week. So it's a big number. It's a division rivalry. Still, give me the Chargers laying 10 in Oakland against the Raiders. And finally, I'm going back to the Seahawks again this week. Look, I know they're playing the Rams. The Rams are going to be in a very feisty mood after losing their first game of the year last week to the Chargers, to the Saints in New Orleans. But I'm getting 10. Seahawks are getting 10. And it's a game the Seahawks have to have. I mean, you know, they're still in the mix for a wild card at 4-4. By no means in the NFC are they out of that picture. They still have Russell Wilson there. You know, and it's still a big rivalry. I mean, you know, they played them pretty much to the nub when they played them the first time earlier in Seattle. What was the final score? 33-31 in that game? Whatever it was a high-scoring game. They were in the game. I think the Seahawks are going to give them a game here. I really do. I don't think they're going to win. Probably not. But I think this is going to be a game that's going to be closer than 10 points. In a game that's obviously a lot bigger right now to Seattle than it is to the Rams. Although the Rams, you know, they want to keep that edge for the home field throughout the playoffs. But give me the Seahawks plus 10 in L.A. against the Rams. So three road teams, two favorites, one dog. Give me the Falcons laying 6.5 in Cleveland. The Chargers laying 10 in Oakland. The Seahawks getting 10 in L.A. against the Rams. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts Pro Football Picks, unbelievably, week 10 in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.